Pesachim, Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches. As a hemshech of what we were talking about, which is the halachas of having a clash between the mitzvah of Bir Chometz and other mitzvahs that he's oisikin on Erev Pesach, so the Mishnah mentions a similar thing as somebody who's traveling and he has a conflict. Does he have to go back? Does he not have to go back, even though it really has nothing to do with our halacha, despite the fact that the Mishnah will bring in a contrast to Bir Chometz? Somebody left Yerushalayim after having been in Yerushalayim, brought karbonis. We're talking over here, he has on him kochim kalim. And the reason why it's possible that a person can make a mistake and carry with him kochim kalim, even though you can't eat kochim kalim outside of Yerushalayim, is that itself. Heyois kochim kalim could be eaten any place inside the chaim of Yerushalayim. So he was carrying it from the Beis HaMikdash, where it was hukrav, to Yerushalayim, it was eaten b'tahara, so it's possible that it was wrapped up in his belongings, and he carried it with him outside of Yerushalayim. The Maisa, the Bosa Kochim Kalim is nifsal as soon as it's yoitza from the Choyma, and it has to be burnt. Kochim HaNifsalim has to be burnt. So now, this is definitely a lechetchila to burn it in the Beis HaMikdash. So look what happens. As you have to go back, Vaistos, it's not a Chiv Gomer, it's a lechetchila. Maybe it's only din derabanan. Maybe it's a lechet chila lemitzvah, but it's not mamash chiyuv. Imavat tzoifim. If he passed the place that's called tzoifim, tzoifim certainly means a place that you could see the Beis HaMikdash. Tzoif is meloshon tzoif veroya. Whether this is synonymous with the place that's called today Har HaTzofim is questionable. So then tzoifay bim koymoy. If he already passed that mokoyim, then the chachamim weren't mechayiv him to go back. He burns it b'mkoyme wherever he is. Shtetzach he has to burn it. Kochim Kalim is Tom Tzueva, but it could be Nisuav b'mkoyme. Vim Lav, if he didn't pass, so then he's not that far. Choyze v'sofa lefnei abiro me'atze amarocha. Loshen over here is very interesting. He has to go back. The basic idea is he has to go back to the Mikdosh. The Mishnah used the Loshen lefnei abiro. Either that means, because that's a word that's used in Tanakh to mean the Beis HaMikdosh, biro, the capital, the Groyser Platz, the Lefnei Habira, Me'atze HaMarocha means he could use Atze HaMarocha that a Muchon L'Mizbeach. The Gemara has a shmuz about this in the beginning of Yuma. And Rabbi Yochanan says over there that there was a specific place on the Har HaBayis that's called Bira. Rish Lakish is the one who says that Kol HaMikdash Kulei Kori Bira. So the Mishnah is saying that he could do it Me'atze HaMarocha. It sounds like he has to go back, but he's allowed to, so he doesn't have to put out his own wood. He could use... He could burn it on the at the expense of the Mikdosh. Now, either the pshat over here is that since we're saying there's a lechatchil, the Gemara says it's learnt out of Basar Chatas. Basar Chatas and Nifsal, or it's Noisa, has to be burnt by Mikdosh. B'mokim Achilosi. So over here we'll see, you could burn it by Yerushalayim. There's a lechatchil to burn it Bamigdosh in this Mokim Biro, so then he's allowed to use Me'atze HaMarocha. Or we're talking about somebody that doesn't have wood. The Mepharshim suggests he's a guest in Yerushalayim. He doesn't have wood, so then he's allowed to use Atze HaMarocha, and he goes back to the Mikdosh for that. Vat Kamo Hein Choizun. This Vat Kamo Hein Choizun, the Choiz going back to Chometz. Remeir Oimer, Zevaze, two dinim that we discussed. Going back, like by Ahoylech Lishchedes Pischoy, or you're going to, leaving Yerushalayim and Iskar Sheyesh Be'odei Pesach Kodesh, the going back of either one is Zev Zev Bechabetza. Even though the Sheir Bal Yiro is Bekezayis, and the Bosa that's Ton Suefa is also Bekebetza, but the Sheir V'dov Choshuv, that's Metame Acherim, Lamais is a Kebetza, because that's the Sheir V'dov Choshuv, this is the Sheir where Chazal were Mechayiv that he has to go back. Hein by Chometz, that he can't falozach, he can't rely on the bittel. And hein by Basa Kotchim to be Mekayim Lechatchil of burning it, B'mokim Habiru. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Zev Zev Kezayis, by Yeroz B'Kezayis. Basa Kotchim is a person who needed Kezayis of Basa Kotchim, is Chayiv Karos. Sorry, only a Tomei that's Ochel Kezayis of Basa Kotchim that's Tor is Kezayis. If a person eats Bosa Kochim, that's Tomei, is only over Balab. But Vinish Vida shares Bekazayis. So, Mamel, Zev Zev Bekazayis, that's how much is Chomer that it has to be go through the best liquidation, the best beer, or the best Suefa possible. But Chomer, no, Let's make up shorter. Psak kodesh b'kazayis. The chometz b'kabetza. Since chometz has bittles, the memelo, we won't be so machmir. We'll allow you. And only kabetza you have to go back. That psak kodesh doesn't have another alternative. So maybe go back to the optimal place, to the mokom hamikdash, even when it's only a kazayis. Perek dal mishnah aleph. Mokim shenagu lases melocha ba'arvei psachim ad chatzois oisin. We're now moving into the second half of Erev Pesach. And on the second half of Erev Pesach, as we move towards the Zman HaKrovus HaPesach, which is after chatzois, we already were mevara the chometz. That was the subject now of the first three prokem. We're talking now about Erev Pesach ad chatzois. After chatzois is certainly an issa melocha, because it's the Zman HaKrovus Pesach. It's a Yom Tov L'Kol Echad V'Echad. However, there were places that the Shem Yom Tov of Yud Dalet Nisan was Chal to a certain extent on the whole day of Erev Pesach. And because of that, there were no Yigis and Malacha. So it's that's right. I want to break it down. There's no definitive, objective Issa Malacha over here. There's no Issa Malacha Erev Pesach. It's just the day has a certain quality of a Yom Tov. And treating it like a regular vochadika day would definitely be a violation of the Kedushas HaYom. It's the Yom HaKrovus HaPesach. So the standard is that being Meineh from Melocha, from Erev Pesach, from Chatzos and on, is enough to establish the day as a Yom Tov. That's enough to give the day its Tzura. However, there were places that were Meineh from Melocha the whole day. All that was necessary in order to give the day its proper tzura. A similar idea they have by Melechus Chol HaMoed. Melechus Chol HaMoed is very problematic. Some Rishonim holds the Raisa, some Rishonim hold that the Issa Melech and Chol HaMoed is the Rabbanan. And Chagiga talks about it by Richus. And the problem is that which Melechus, it's not like Shabbos and Yom Tov that have defined Melechus that are Osir and Mutter. Yom Tov is Mutter, Eichel Nevesh. On Chol HaMoed is a variety of things that are Mutter. And the Hashem said, Marshal Dover Ovid, how could there be a Meleches Chol HaMoed be Osir on Yom Tov on Chol HaMoed if Dover Ovid is Mutter? What is that, an out because of Hefzid moment? So it's not the Pshat. The Pshat is that there's no defined Isser Melocha. There's an Isser that the day should be turned into a regular weekday. That Isser is the Raisa. If you're going to do anything, then it's a regular weekday. So there have to be certain siyogim. Who determines the parameters of the siyogim? Chazal determine more, less, maybe things that are pressing are not yet violating the day to turn into a regular vochadik day. So Erev Pesach is also the same thing. There's a certain quality of Yom Tov. It's not a real Yom Tov. And therefore, there has to be a certain manim in Melocha. But what the Mishnah is Mechadish over here is that a person's din in keeping these parameters are totally in the mokum. Mokum shenagu lasis melocha ba'arvei psachim ad chatzois oisin. Mokum shenagu loy lasis, in a place where they were noig not to do, ain't oisin, you're not allowed to do. The minig ha-mokum is keveh, your chiv as an individual. Ha-hoylech mi mokum she'oisim le-mokum she'ain oisim. Person is hoylech. Hoylech means he moves. Or he's baderech. If he moves from a mokum that does to a mokum she'enoisin, I mean mokum she'enoisin, from a place that didn't do melacha. L'mokum she'oisin, noisin alav chumrei mokum she'yotza misham. He has right now the dinim of the mokum she'yotza misham. V'chumrei mokum she'holach l'sham. He has both. V'al yishana odom mitnei ha'machloikis. The person should not be mishana from the minhag ha'mokum that he's in, mitnei ha'machloikis. Now this is a very, very important halacha. It's the source, l'mashal, of the famous halacha of a person keeping 2 days Yom Tov, even if he's from Eretz Yisrael, if he's in Chutzla, it's Be'etzim, he doesn't keep 2 days Yom Tov. But the meaning of B'nei Chutzla is to keep 2 days Yom Tov, so he's not allowed to do Melacha. Even B'tzini is not allowed to do Melacha. Al Yishana M'knei HaMachlaikis. However, what is Kever, the meaning of a person, if a person is from Chutzla and he keeps 2 days Yom Tov, then even when he's in Eretz Yisrael, if he's Mamash Ben Chutzla, what's called that he's still a Ben Chutzlatz? That's a good question. This Mishnah that we have, that he's a Hoylech Mimokim Lamokim, is only because he's a Hoylech. What happens if he formerly lived in a Mokim She'en Oisin, and now he moved to a Makom Sha'is, and he's now a Ben Makom Sha'is. Now, not that he dropped the meaning of where he came from. We're talking about a Hoylich. So he's in transit. So Mele, he's not yet there, but he hasn't completely left the place that he's leaving. So there, that's why he's stuck between two places. The Gemara adds a Knech, that the Al Yishan Adam Ne'a Machlekes is not just the Klal HaDvarim, why you have to keep Tim and Hogim of where you are, even if you're not from the Anshei Yisrael Mokin, but it also reads as a Pshat in the Mishnah. That means like this. Somebody who goes Mimokim She'en Oisim to a Mokim that's Oisim, so everybody's doing Malacha, he's not doing Malacha. L'chayr, there's a problem of him not doing like the people that are there doing Malacha, because it's going to be Machlekes. On that, the Mishnah says, no. He doesn't have a problem being machmir like the place Yotze Misham that doesn't do machloike, that doesn't do malacha, because even though he's not doing haroyim yomru, he just doesn't have what to do. He finished up all his malach for yomtiv already. Not that he be'etzim is being mishana from their minik. That's why it's not a problem. When a person is machmir in a place where they're mekel, it's not moichiach that he's not doing like them. Maybe he has another reason why he's not eating, he's not doing something. If a person does something in a place where people are not doing, his doing is clearly not keeping to their standard. That has an Al Yishan Odom Mei Amach Leikis.